With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump now says the Navy will immediately start a blockade to stop ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz. This decision follows failed U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan this weekend. Mr. Trump aims to control the waterway, which is crucial for global oil reserves, and weaken Iran's economic leverage. He says the Navy will intercept vessels paying tolls to Iran. Economist Steve Moore urging patience as the Iranian conflict plays out.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump, but it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Allies are yanking support for Democrat Slawell's California governor run after sexual assault allegations.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his ex account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Slawell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Slawell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has extended an emergency restraining order on a $6.2 billion merger between Nexstar Media Group and Tegna for 1 week. District Judge Troy Nunley said the extension will give him time to decide if a longer block is needed. 8 state attorneys general and DirecTV are suing. This is SRN News. Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They have launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Evensong, a weekly evening service of hymns, psalms, and prayers laid out by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer of the Church of England in 1549. The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with a goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and has grown to run programs for over 60 communities in over 20 states. The organization says that 1 in 8 Jewish Americans live outside a major urban area, and the center exists to help them thrive. Its work is happening as the number of synagogues in America is trending down. This is SRN News. New Yorkers are all flocking to a Manhattan park for a show put on by a flock of birds.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
It's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does its nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, you know, romantic story of spring and everything.
The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, April the 22nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including musician Herbie Hancock, who's 86 years old, actor Andy Garcia is 70. This is SRN News.